on your part. And you think about that, the love of God is something that, as far as Christ is concerned, His love toward us is never ending. It's inexhaustible. We don't have to worry about Him not doing His part toward us. But it takes a daily effort upon us in order to do our part for Him. The Bible said that we ought to take up our cross daily and follow Him. And if we'll not do that, we're not worthy of Him. And it's something that we have to begin our day with that thought in mind, as that I'm going to keep myself in the love of God. I'm not going to let a bitter attitude come upon me. I'm not going to let a critical spirit get within me. I'm not going to seek to come in. And it's something we as preachers got to be real careful of. I'm not going to come into the tabernacle. I'm not going to sit and be critical of everybody that's preaching. But I'm going to try to keep myself in the love of God and seek for Him to feed me and to help me and to build me up and to give me something in my life today. And He said it's in us as Christians, if we don't make that effort to keep ourselves in the Word of God and keep ourselves in prayer and to keep ourselves bathed in the love of God, how will we ever have compassion on a lost and dying world if we don't have that relationship with the Savior? If you're not walking with Him, you're not going to desire to get anybody else walking with Him. We're not going to do anything when we leave here if we're not keeping ourselves in His love. But then He said, last of all, as we begin with, He said, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. What are we looking for? A lot of times we come, there was some that came out to John the Baptist to see that reed shaking in the wind. They just come to see somebody get excited and to hoop and holler, but they had no desire to repent. They come to get involved with Him and to be seen with Him and to be associated with Him, but they didn't want to get involved and to repent and to make their life whole. A lot of times when we consider ourselves how we go about in this lifestyle and we gather ourselves up, but we fail to look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ in our everyday life. And you think about it, when we're looking at this Bible, we shouldn't look at it through the eyes, preachers. Shouldn't look at it through the eyes of, can I give them something that they've never had before? But we ought to say, Lord, where's Your mercy in the message today? And how can I give something that'll melt the people's hearts unto You? How that'll cause them to fold under your compassion and under Your love. And as we look in the prayer closet, we ought to look at the souls of men as we pray for them. And look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. As this brother shared about witnessing to his brother, they went looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be guilty of preaching with no compassion, no desire, nothing but condemnation. And when you think about that in our life, it'll make you miserable as a Christian. When you're not looking through the eyes of Christ, you'll become miserable. But he said in verse number 22, he said, if some have compassion, making a difference. We get the eyes and the mind of Christ, it'll make a difference. We wonder why our nation's the way it is. We've quit looking for the love of Christ. We've quit looking for the mercy. When we witness, we're not expecting anything. Not expecting God to do anything. When we come and we preach, a lot of times we're guilty of not really expecting God to do anything because we haven't been looking for Him. When we get up and we sing, we're not looking for God to do anything. How we're just going through the motions and we're doing what we're supposed to do. I'm not talking about as a group. I'm talking about as a congregation. You open up that book when you look at those words. Look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him work in your heart to prepare you so this thing will radiate back and forth so God can do something in here. Amen. I know I got another minute, but I'm done.